Hello, Harry. It's so great to speak to you because I know that you're quite busy and you have a very tight schedule at the moment. So thanks a lot for taking the time for our interview. You have an astonishing success story. I mean, despite your young age, you already possess a high level of expertise and knowledge, and especially regarding the topic of antibiotic resistance. And yeah, that's why I'm so interested to hear your opinion about this issue. Please tell me, what is the current situation in Tanzania like regarding antibiotics and antibiotic resistance?
Thank you very much for the question and of course for your time. So in Tanzania, currently some studies already conducted revealed that there is inappropriate use of antibiotics in both sector, human sector and animal sector. For example, people usually demand antibiotics such as for water diarrhea and the common cold, and they also tend to practice self-medication, whereby they have an access to antibiotics without seeking advice from healthcare providers. According to the Global Health Security Agenda, there was an assessment which was conducted in 2016, and the assessment concluded that antimicrobial resistance is a major problem in Tanzania, and that there are high level of inappropriate use of antimicrobials, including antibiotics, in both the human and animal sectors. So the use of antibiotics in the community is not well restricted, and although there are some regulations to guide the accessibility of prescription-only medicine, including antibiotics, but still people can easily access antibiotics sometimes without prescription. So there are some behaviors which are being practiced and which have really contributed to the emergence of antimicrobial resistance.
Okay, thank you. So, where do you actually see the main challenges? Or, as you said, the bad regulations, restrictions, these are like really big issues. And what needs to be done to take action against it?
I think, for my opinion, the main challenge is a lack of awareness in both side, the healthcare providers and also the general population. So awareness about antimicrobial resistance is still a challenge, which really contributes to misuse and the overuse of antibiotics. I see this as an urgent priority. And other areas should also be strengthened, including infection prevention and control, waste management, hygiene, and also enforcement of various regulations to guide antibiotic use. Yeah, some of the challenge is laboratory capacity, including quality assurance measures to prevent the consumption of substandard medicine. But for me, I think there is still need of raising awareness so that the public can be aware and can stop some behaviors which are really contributing to the emergence of antibiotic resistance. And it's the same side for we healthcare providers.
Okay, so yeah, thank you for your insight. Now I would like to talk about yourself a bit more. Maybe you can tell us something about your personal journey. I mean, your CV is quite outstanding. You are 25 years old, you are founder of an NGO, and you have won several awards for your work, including the Legacy Award of the Diana Award Charity. So yeah, that is really a success you can be very proud of. So can you maybe tell us, how did you get there? What is your personal motivation?
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, so I started advocating for antimicrobial resistance and the rational use of medicine while I was an undergraduate student. I have always had a burning desire to become part of the solution of different public health challenges. So I started organizing various public health events to raise the awareness in different diseases, including diabetes, breast and cervical cancer, malaria, and the rational use of medicine. So through this, I was able to engage myself with the community. But the time we had for such activities while in session in college was not sufficient to run effective campaigns. So I thought about using the holiday time so that we get the time to reach the wider community. Before organizing the large campaign to raise antimicrobial resistance awareness, I had organized small campaigns aimed to improve public health. So this was like a cascade. Before organizing a national campaign of antimicrobial resistance, I had already organized some small campaigns mobilizing pharmaceutical students and healthcare students. So in 2017, I became the president of Tanzania Pharmaceutical Student Association. And by that time, I realized that antimicrobial resistance is a big threat, knowing the number of deaths causes annual, and knowing that 10 million people will be dying by 2050, according to UN report. So I saw like the problem was underrated and not given much attention, especially in Tanzania. And the growing resistance of life-saving medicine galvanized me to find a solution. Again, I thought awareness raising, educating people about antimicrobial resistance can be a simple measure to take, but a very important step to fight back antimicrobial resistance. So I decided to organize a national campaign during the holiday to raise antimicrobial resistance, and we were able to reach more than 100 secondary schools. And we focused to school children because they are potential users of antimicrobials and they are linked to families and the community at large. So that's where my passion to combat or to fight back antimicrobial resistance began. And until now, I'm having a passion to keep the momentum. So after graduating, I decided to commit myself to take more efforts to combat AMR. It's why I founded the NGO, the Rollback Antimicrobial Resistance Initiative, which has special focus on AMR. So this was part of sustained effort to what I started while I was an undergraduate student.
Thanks so much for sharing your personal journey with us. That's truly inspiring. You have achieved so much and put a lot of effort in it. And you also already talked about the Rollback Antimicrobial Resistance Initiative. That's the NGO you founded. Can you tell us a bit more in detail about this initiative? What are you doing and what have you achieved so far? Maybe you can give us a specific example of your great work.
Okay, thank you. So as I mentioned earlier, the Rollback Antimicrobial Resistance Initiative, RBA initiative, it's a registered non-governmental organization, NGO, whose aim is to fight back antimicrobial resistance in Tanzania. And the organization sees both rural and urban communities as critical players in addressing this problem. And the organization has been promoting rational use of antimicrobials, facilitating the dissemination of knowledge and raising awareness about antimicrobial resistance, promoting behavioral change, promoting effective sanitation and hygiene. And also through the organization, we are also increasing the recognition of the urgency of tackling antimicrobial resistance in Tanzania. So for the last year, we have organized and doing a lot of activities in raising awareness. And we targeted different groups, including healthcare providers, healthcare students, the general population, and the school children. So for the last year, we were able to reach more than 2,000 people directly. As I mentioned earlier, these were healthcare students, healthcare workers. We organized some workshops. And also we did some outreaches to secondary school students. And also that we were able to conduct some road shows to reach the general population. And also we wanted to reach the wider community. So we have been using the local radios, conducting educative sessions. So for the last year, we are approximating to reach more than 3 million people during our activities, especially through using the local radios. So those are the activities which we have conducted for the last year. Now for this year, we'll keep doing various activities, but we're having a special focus on establishing antimicrobial resistance clubs to school children. So we'll establish some few clubs as a pilot project in the Dodoma region and training the young generation about antimicrobial resistance, as we believe these will also be good ambassadors to the rest of the community.
Oh, great. That sounds really interesting. It's amazing to hear about the success of the RBA initiative. I mean, you're really doing some important work in Tanzania, and it's so good to see you going there and raising the awareness in your country about the problem. I would now like to talk to you about another topic regarding antibiotic resistance, because here in Germany, the association between antibiotics and the environment is gaining more attention. And yeah, I would just want to ask you if you can share with us the Tanzanian perspective on that issue. So how is the environment there affected by antibiotic residues and resistances? And what can you tell us about that topic?
Yeah, first of all, I'm very happy to hear that in German, the environment sector is also given attention as the key stakeholders in addressing antimicrobial resistance. So in Tanzania, also antibiotic residues, antibiotic resistance bacteria, and the genes are introduced in the environment. There are different methods, including application of human and animal wastes. There are some new research show that the burden of antimicrobial resistance goes beyond the hospital premises. For example, one of the study which was done in the red zone of our country, the certain region known as the Mwanza region, the study revealed that sewage systems were charged into the wreck and the wreck, Lake Victoria. And the wreck was contaminated by antibiotic residues. And the researchers found that the fish, and to be specific, the tilapia fish from Lake Victoria, found to be contaminated with multi-resistant bacteria. So this shows how environment sector is also affected by resistance. But also there was a current study, it was a global study, which also included Tanzania, and some resistance genes were extracted from the sewage systems in Dar es Salaam here in Tanzania. So through these two examples, it's true that the environment sector is also affected by antibiotic residues and antibiotic resistance, and the environment sector is an important sector in the fight against the antibiotic resistance.
Thank you. You said you are happy to hear that the German government is recognizing this issue. So, yeah, what is the situation in Tanzania like? Is the problem of antibiotic resistance in the environment also recognized by the government? Or is there maybe more action that needs to be done?
So the environment sector is being recognized. In 2015, the Prime Minister's Office launched the National One Health Strategic Plan, which emphasizes the relatedness of human, animal, and environment health, and the importance of these transdisciplinary efforts. But I've been observing and I've been participating in different meetings and in different antimicrobial resistance initiatives which are taking place in Tanzania and in several countries in Africa. I think the environment sector is still lagging behind. So much work should be done to make sure that the environment sector are also part and parcel of the implementation of the National Action Plan, and also during the implementation of different antimicrobial resistance activities. So it's been recognized there are some documents, there are some policies, there are some plans, but the challenge I think comes during the implementation. I see still lagging behind, and it should be given much attention than it is currently now.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, so just to sum it up, maybe in one statement, what is your wish for the future related to antibiotics and antibiotic resistances in Tanzania?
Oh, thank you. For me, I think I wish for more recognition of antimicrobial resistance as the problem which requires urgent efforts. I really want to see antimicrobial resistance is well recognized by the government and other stakeholders as the problem which should be acted now. And I wish for the increased awareness about antimicrobial resistance for the general community and the healthcare personnel. And also, I really want to see there is a proper restriction of antibiotics accessibility in Tanzania, and the regulations which are now being worked upon, they being enforced. And yeah, then I wish to we have the word free of untreatable infections.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. It was really good to talk to you and have your expertise and all your opinions about this issue. So yeah, really, thank you for taking the time.
All right. Thank you very much.